Let's review Erevin Daf Samach Gimel. The Daf begins by discussing a Talmud passing halacha in front of his Rebbe. Ravina sor sakina bebavel. Even though Ravashi, Ravina's Rebbe, was alive, Ravina checked shechita knives for nicks and justified doing so based on the fact that Ravina was a Talmud chaver of Ravashi. He'd become Ravashi's equal in scholarship. Even though tzur mirabban l'chazin l'nafshi, a Talmud is allowed to inspect a knife for his own use, if he is buying the food, he's not allowed to check the knife. Even though a Talmud can normally inspect the knife for his own use, Rav Lozer Hagronia was punished for doing so in front of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, either because they had already started to discuss Rav Acha and it is therefore disrespectful not to show him the knife, or because Rav Acha Bar Yaakov was a muflag, he was significantly greater than everybody else and therefore deserving of that extra kavod. Amar Ravu Lafrushi Meisura Afilu B'Fanav Shapir Dami. If the purpose in paskening is to stop somebody from violating Nisr, then it's even mutter to do it in front of a Rebbe. Rav Ashi explained to Ravina that in such cases we say kol makom sheish b'chil Hashem in cholkin kavod the rav. When there's a chance for chil Hashem, we aren't so cautious about showing proper kavod to a rebbe. Amar Rava b'fanav aser v'chayiv miso shlo b'fanav aser ve'in chayiv miso. When a rebbe is still alive, a student who paskins in front of his rebbe is chayiv miso, as we see from Nadav Aviu, who died because they paskin to bring an outside fire into the Mishkan without consulting with their rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu. A student who paskins outside of his rebbe's presence is not chayiv miso, even though you're not allowed to do that. When the Braisa tells the story of Yehuda ben Gurya dying because he paskened halacha three parsos away from his Rebbe, it does not mean that he was three parsos away when he paskened, but that he lived three parsos away. The reason the Braisa gives details about the person's name and where he lived is just to emphasize that it's a true story and that it's not to be understood as just a mashal. The Gemara mentions three sources from Tanakh that teach how severe this issur of paskening in front of your Rebbe is. We learn from Pesukim in Iyov that a person who paskens in front of his Rebbe is roi lachish od nachash, so it's deserving of being bitten by a snake. That's the first source. Second source, we learn from Pesukim in Tehillim that somebody who paskens in front of his Rebbe is called chote, a sinner, and that is why David HaMelech wouldn't pasken so long as Irahi Iri was alive. And parenthetically, we also learn from David's relationship with Irahi Iri that giving all of one's truma to a single kohen will cause famine to come. And the third source is that even though Elazar was cleared to give credit to Moshe Rabbeinu for what he was teaching to the soldiers, he was punished with a demotion from his position of honor because he taught in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. We learn from Yehoshua's conversation with the Malach that Yehoshua was punished with childlessness for demanding that Moshe silence Eldad Umedad when they were being misnavi that Moshe wouldn't lead the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Abba Bar Papa said that the reason for Yehoshua's punishment was that Bitel Es Yisrael Laila Achas Mipiri Verivya, and nothing to do with Pasa saying something in front of his Rebbe, was that he prevented the Jewish people from having marital relations for one night by keeping the Aron out in the battlefield at night. And we have a tradition that whenever the Aron and the Shechina are not in their place, we're not allowed to have marital relations. Along these lines, Rav Brona Amar Rav taught that anybody who sleeps in a room where a married couple are staying is considered to have chaste wives away from their enjoyment. While Rava thinks that if the woman is in Nida, it's good for somebody to sleep there, Rav Yosef disagrees because people can be trusted. Nobody guarded them until this guy was there. When the Malach approached Yehoshua, he criticized Yehoshua for two things: neglecting to bring a carbon tamar on the previous day, and for being Mevatel Talmud Torah that evening. But he was motivated to come by the second sin, Atabasi. Yehoshua reacted by spending the entire night ba'umka shel halacha, delving into the depths of halacha. The Daf concludes with a discussion of how to handle making an Eruv in a chater where a non-Jew lives, and the non-Jew refuses to rent out his rishus to the Jewish residents. So Abaye suggested, Zilu batil rishus eichel gabichad, let all the Jews give up their rights in the Mavoi to one person, so that the only residents of the Mavoi are the non-Jew and that one lone Jew, which according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov cannot make a Mavoi Yasser to carry. Even though Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's logic in permitting such a mavui is that the Rabbanan didn't make any iser in cases that are uncommon, and it's uncommon for a single Jew to live in a mavui with a non-Jew, in this case it doesn't seem uncommon at all because there are actually many Jews living there, so l'chora the iser should still apply. But the Gemara answers that it's still a milsa l'shchicha for all the Jewish residents of a chater to give up their rights in the mavui to a single person.